Hello, Mrs. Tweedy.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Mrs. Tweedy. It's John calling from your home energy supplier. Hello, good morning.
Yes, uh-huh.
Just a courtesy call. Delighted to have you as a new customer. Is everything going according to plan so far?
My husband's dealt with it. I haven't really dealt with it.
Right, right. Well, we're a new business and we're not that well known in Scotland, but thank you so much for choosing us.
He said that, actually. He did tell me that, uh-huh.
Now, there was one thing I was just going to ask you just now. Because we're new to the area and we're trying to attract more customers, we can offer a discount if you would like to advertise a sign in your front garden.
Oh, I would need to speak to my husband about that.
I mean, it's only about 8 by 10 and it would light up.
It lights up?
Aye. Well, you get a 10% discount. I'll put you down for that.
No, I'll need to speak to my husband first. That seems awfully big.
I'll put you down for that then. We'll go ahead.
No, I'll need to speak to my husband first.
So you're happy to proceed?
No, I said no. In fact, I didn't want a sign in my garden.
It's going to save you bills.
If it was a wee bit smaller, maybe I could put something in my window or something, but I definitely wouldn't want any flashing up in my garden.
I'll put you down for a maybe. You maybe chat to your husband about that and see.
Aye, that's fine. That's fine.
See how that goes. How's the gas itself?
I haven't really noticed a difference because he only changed it last week sometime.
You probably find that your cooker, you've got a gas cooker in there, it might be lighting quicker and it should be hotter as well. And it smells better too.
I haven't really noticed, to be honest with you.
The new tank, that'll make all the difference. When we install the new tank, that's coming in, let me see, that's coming in on Sunday.
My husband know about this new tank?
Well, I think so. It's in the terms and conditions, yeah. It goes under the driveway because I think you've got monoblocking at the front.
What?
We take the driveway up, put the tank in, and yeah, brilliant.
I'll need to phone my husband. He has... Oh, I don't know what he's done. This is the... No, I'm not having my drive dug up.
Well, we can't get round the back, you see. And once the monoblocking goes back down again, you'd never know.
What? Right, let me think. Hold on. I'm not having a tank in my driveway.
Oh, you wouldn't see it. It'd be underneath.
I still didn't want a gas tank in my... No, not. Didn't even deliver the tank.
Well, the driver's on his way around now.
It is definitely not getting near my drive.
It'll be in and out within a week.
A week? Oh, I didn't believe this. My husband... Seriously, you kind of get... Right. I'll need to go because I'll need to phone my husband.
Is that Craig?
Yes, that's who would have sorted this out, yep.
Angela, you do know that he listens to the Heart Breakfast Show.
Oh, you are absolutely...
It's Robin Gallagher. You've just been 8-10 foot tapped, Angela.
Oh, for God's sake.
Angela, we're coming round to dig up your garden.
God, I'm running through the back and front window there looking at him. I'm thinking, I can't get a tank here. Oh, I'm going to kill him.
He's a bad man.
I don't know why I put up with him for all these years.